back to episode 10 of the Beer Dam. I'm your host, Patrick Stillman, joined alongside Grant. Grant, how you doing on this freezing cold November 1st?
Pretty good, Pat. Just really cold, and yeah, that's about it. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. It was snowing outside, and I don't like snow until Christmas, so I wasn't too happy about that, but I did see it's supposed to be like 60 degrees next week, or by the end of this week, and so we'll be wearing parkas today and shorts by in a couple of days. So just welcome to Ohio weather, right?
Absolutely. Love it.
Well, we didn't have any Bluffton sports from this week, but we did have both volleyball and cross country that competed on Sunday. Grant and I didn't have results on last week's show, so we went ahead and saved that to be able to do it this week, as well as we'll give you guys an update on when men's and women's basketball will be starting this fall. But we are going to hop right into volleyball. The Bluffton University volleyball team persevered through a fractured fall, going 5-0 thanks to a pair of wins at Manchester University on Sunday, October 25th. The fall season is now complete for a Beaver squad that will tackle the Heartland Conference starting in January as part of a modified schedule that will see Bluffton play 9 doubleheaders against all of its conference foes.
Senior Ramey Bauer was dominant in the opening match on Sunday, ramming home 14 kills against just 3 errors for a .367 hitting percentage. She also topped the Beavers with 8 digs. Junior Maddie White directed the offense with 18 assists, and she also picked up 6 digs for the victors. Alicia Like, freshman, added 6 kills in the first match. White and Like led the servers with 4 and 3 aces, respectively.
White and Courtney Weekly picked up 6 digs apiece, while White and Kaylee Campbell both stuffed the Spartans with 4 blocks. Bluffton took match one with a 3-0 score with scores of 25-19, 25-16, and 25-16. The visitors followed that up with a 3-1 victory in match two, 25-23, 20-25, 25-22, and 25-14.
Campbell powered home 8 digs on just 12 swings for a .500 hitting percentage in the second match on the afternoon. Like followed the 7 kills and 4 block assists, while Cassie Meldick and Ellie Price chipped in with 6 winners apiece.
Kaya Rainey led the defense with 11 digs. Kleeman and Bauer came up with 8 and 7 digs, respectively. White and Price doled out 16 and 9 assists for the Beavers. Rainey and Lindsay Shaw fired three aces apiece. The Heartland Conference portion of the schedule will tip off on Friday, January 22nd, when the Beavers welcome Earlham College for a doubleheader that starts at 6 p.m. in the Sommer Center. And Grant, it'll be a weird year with every game being a doubleheader. It's going to have to cause you to be a pretty deep team, as well as having to make a lot of adjustments between that first game to the second game.
Yeah, as you talk about the depth, and this team is good, it's solid, and the fact that it shows how successful they've been, and winning's a habit, and hopefully they can carry that winning attitude into the winter and have a successful year. And yeah, I'm very excited for this squad to see how they do against in the Heartland.
Yeah, like you said, it's a very experienced squad with a lot of girls playing a lot of minutes so far. It'll be really exciting to be able to see that team, and that does start in January. So Grant and I don't call the games on the radio, just because it would just be a little too hard for us to be able to do that. But we will have weekly updates for you guys on how those matches are going. And the Beaver Dam is going to pick up real fast when we have all of these sports going. So I know Grant and I are excited to actually do a full Beaver Dam with lots of sports going on. But we are going to move on to cross country. On Sunday, October 25th, the Bluffton University cross country team played host to Transylvania and Manchester University in a multi-team event redemption meet. The meet consisted of a 1,600-meter race followed by a 5,000-meter race, with the finale being a 3,200-meter race.
The men had 3 participants in the 1,600-meter race, led by freshman Ethan Lai, who won the race with a time of 4:35, a new PR. Junior Austin Hernandez also had a solid day, tying his PR best in the event with a time of 4:55. In the 5,000-meter race, the men had 4 participants, with sophomore Max Chandler being the first finisher for the Beavers with a time of 16:39. In the last event of the day, sophomore Britton Boyle was the lone competitor, finishing with a time of 10:21 for the 3,200-meter distance and setting a new season best in the process.
On the women's side of things, Bluffton had 4 participants in the 1,600-meter race, with junior Hope Nixon leading the way with a time of 6:16. Women also had 4 participants in the 5,000-meter event, led by freshman Jania Freewalt, who finished with a time of 20:31, a major personal record for the event. Also achieving a personal record in the event was Miranda Billman, who ran the 500-meter distance in a time of 20:44. The females had no competitors in the 1,300-meter distance. The Beavers will be back in action Friday, November 6th at 3 p.m. when they travel to Transylvania to cap off the 2020 cross-country season before they get ready to head into track season in the winter and springtime. It's pretty awesome that they've now hosted two events now with Transylvania and Manchester competing. With this being such a young team, it's important for them to be able to get races under their college belt, especially with it just being so weird this fall.
Absolutely, and the fact of how young they are, and we talked about it when they started the season, about how just the experience that they get in the fall will help them towards track in the next cross season. But you see everybody did really well for their PRs. You said most of them had personal best, and that just shows to how they're getting better every single time they go out there for the most part.
Yeah, it'll be really important for them to be able to stay in shape over the Christmas holiday and winter break, especially with it being an extended break this year, with us being done at Thanksgiving and coming back a week later than normal due to the fact that spring break being canceled. It's definitely going to be important for these athletes to be able to stay in shape and continue to do their runs while at home in the Midwest and in the freezing cold. I'm sure it's hard. And, Grant, you and I have to do the same thing with soccer. Staying in shape is going to be extremely important for us to be able to be ready in this weird year that we normally wouldn't expect. But with basketball, as you guys knew, the men's and women's basketball team have been in quarantine for the last 2 weeks. They should be getting out on Wednesday, but the men's team was supposed to play at Trine on Saturday, but unfortunately that's going to be canceled just because of having to halt practice for 2 weeks. They're not going to be able to get enough practices in by the time the Saturday would have come along.
Yeah, it's unfortunate that they can't get that game in, but hopefully they're able to get back from quarantine and get the practices under their belt to be able to play the other games that have been scheduled.
So their first game should now be on November 12th at Manchester, and that will be the first game of the year for the Beavers. It will be a non-conference game there against Manchester, but their first home game will be on Friday, November 20th. At home against the Trine Thunder, and then they will have a game again on that Saturday at home against Adrian before finishing up the winter time on December 12th when they'll be at Adrian College. And for the women, they'll open up their season on Saturday, November 14th at Adrian before hosting Trine University on November 19th and then traveling to Calvin College on Saturday, November 21st, and finishing the fall semester games on December 9th when they play host to Adrian College. Grant, I don't know about you, but I'm pretty excited to get these games going. It's going to be a weird year, Colin. We got a little taste of football. We got to call one game for football, and now we're hopping right into basketball season. We're going to have basketball and then hop right back into football. So it's going to be weird, and our analogies, we're going to have to make sure to get those straight. But I'm pretty excited for both these teams this year.
I'm very excited. They have a lot to be excited about going into the year, and hopefully they can live up to the expectations that have been put upon them for their success from last year, and hopefully they can put some successful games together, and those three straight days, I can't wait for them. The women playing on Thursday and then the men playing Friday, Saturday. I'm very excited for it to call.
Yeah, we're going to have to make sure to take care of our voices because we're going to be extremely, extremely tired by the end of that weekend. But that does wrap up this episode of the Beaver Dam. We thank you for listening and encourage you to come back and listen to us next Sunday. Check out previous podcasts, search and subscribe on iTunes or Google Play, The Wit 961 Podcast at Bluffton University. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Beaver Dam 961. For more stories and information, check out our website, bluffdenwit.com, and subscribe. This has been Patrick Spillman, joined alongside Grant Ingham, and we thank you for listening to 96.1 The Wit.
Roll Beavs.